This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when one of our most controversial public figures, the esteemed George Santos, has made a pledge that he is going to turn things around in terms of his personal reliability. He's going to check his records more closely in the future as a member of Congress of the United States, but not of the two committees, the Small Business Committee and the Science, Technology, and Space Committees, will not be blessed with the presence of Congressman Santos. And is that really the problem, that he just didn't do enough research when he was talking about where he went to high school, where he never actually did go to high school, or the fact that his mother was up in one of the Twin Towers during September 11th when she actually wasn't even in the country? We will get to that and the new look and new approach for George Santos. There is also a great deal of debate about the ongoing fight over the debt ceiling and the warning from one of the most perceptive Republican strategists, and I think one of the leading Republican voices in the country, former aide to President George W. Bush, Mark Thiessen, writes about how the Republicans, if they actually do go to a full-out fight over the debt ceiling and the federal spending blueprint, that if they go into that fight, they will be committing an act of political harakiri, that it would be extremely damaging to the Republican side. Is that true? I'll tell you what we have is that right now there is such disapproval of Congress. And again, people don't necessarily distinguish between the Democratic Senate and the Republican House. They're both narrowly divided. But as of January of last year, as of last month, there is a Gallup poll that shows that 75% of Americans disapprove of Congress. Could it be that part of them, and 21% approve? I mean, 21% approval? I mean, there are other polls that showed 13% approval when it's narrowed down to the House. But when it comes to the House, Jim Jordan has taken over the job as chair of the House Judiciary Committee, and they had a bad day today. They had a bad day because a fight erupted over the Pledge of Allegiance. And what was the basis for this fight? Why are they fighting over the Pledge of Allegiance? As people pointed out, there's already an obligation where people who are members of Congress, they begin every session with the Pledge of Allegiance. And yes, they begin every session. They have a chaplain and sometimes invited guest chaplains. They have a moment of prayer. It's always one of the odd things that apparently does not involve the establishment of religion, but they say that if you have some kind of moment of prayer or even a moment of silence in a public school, that's far more problematic and controversial. But look, maybe a moment of silence would be appropriate when you get into these bitter arguments. Here's the story. A routine House committee meeting erupted into, and this is as covered by NBC, a heated, nearly hour-long debate today over the Pledge of Allegiance with one Democratic lawmaker, that would be Congressman David Chicolin of Rhode Island. He was insisting that, okay, we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance again And it is again, because in other words, they're always saying it every morning when they have a session of Congress itself, but this is for meetings of the Judiciary Committee. And David Chicalin then proposed an amendment that those who, quote, supported an insurrection against the government should not be allowed to lead the Pledge of Allegiance, so they don't make a mockery of it. The debate at the Judiciary Committee this morning sounded like this.
Mr. Issa just made reference to how important it is for us to display our commitment to the Constitution and to commit to defend it aggressively. So I'd like to offer an amendment to the amendment, adding in the second paragraph where the chair may designate an individual to lead the Pledge of Allegiance to add the following language. Provided, however, the pledge shall not be led by an individual who supported an insurrection against the government of the United States in any way. Because I think if we adopt this amendment, then we will be truthful in representing that stating this pledge is an affirmation of your defense of democracy and the Constitution. It's hard to take that claim seriously if, in fact, an individual who in any way supported an insurrection against the government of the United States is allowed to lead the pledge. So I would ask Mr. Gates to accept this friendly amendment, and I look forward to supporting it.
Would the gentleman yield for a question?
I first ask Mr. Gates if he'll support the amendment to make sure that someone who led an insurrection against the United States doesn't make a mockery of the Pledge of Allegiance and stand before this committee with their hand over their heart claiming to support the Constitution.
Mr. Cicilline, my concern would be if your definition of an insurrection is objecting to electors, then there would be many Democrats on the committee that wouldn't be eligible to lead the pledge since so many
That's
objected.
Not my definition of
insurrection. The last Republican president
I'll
to get sworn in absent
I'll
Democrat objectors was George Herbert Walker Bush.
Claiming my time, Mr. Gates, I will allow the chairman to determine whether or not someone has participated in insurrection in the United States. I think this language is important.
Would the gentleman further yield?
I'm asking Mr. Gates, will you now accept the amendment?
Well, I'm concerned that you may be disqualifying too many of your own members, Mr. Cicilline.
I'm not concerned about that at all. Then agree to the amendment. Let's make this real. If you want to give someone the right to stand before the House Judiciary Committee and lead the Pledge of Allegiance, at a bare minimum, let's guarantee that that person has not participated or supported or in any way helped an overthrow of the government of the United States.
Would the gentleman?
Okay. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. Over a million kids were subjected to learning loss and emotional harms caused by prolonged school shutdowns in our state. Now, those kids are being passed through the system without the harms being addressed. What if parents could direct funding so that their children receive the extra tools or tutoring they need? What if parents could choose the school that best fit their child rather than a one-size-fits-all system? Fund students, not systems. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. A Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Michael Medved show, breakdown in the House Judiciary Committee this morning. Again, they're trying to, and this was a Republican idea, this was an idea associated with Congressman Matt Gaetz, Republican Florida. He offered an amendment that would give the committee the opportunity to begin each of its meetings with a Pledge of Allegiance. He said that rule would give members the ability to invite inspirational constituents to be able to share and lead in the pledge. Now, I understand that Matt Gaetz is trying to use this as a source of inspiration and unity and common commitment. But you can see that the debate that followed, it's so obvious what the problem is, which is that there can be no agreement with Republicans and Democrats being so vastly different today and so polarized in their opinions. They wouldn't be able to agree on which constituents or which guests to invite to lead the pledge. And then you even have Hank Johnson, he was originally the Democrat from Georgia. He noted that many Republicans on the committee voted against certifying the 2020 presidential election on January 6, 2021. And then Representative David Ciccolini of Rhode Island said he was introducing an amendment to Gates's amendment that clarified that the pledge could not be led by anyone who had supported an insurrection against the United States in any way. Now, given the fact that there are a lot of people, including the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, who are very prominent in challenging the results, in not certifying the election when they had a chance to vote on it, Jim Jordan, and then he would be, according to what they left on the floor as they were arguing about this for more than an hour, the idea would be that how would you determine who had supported an insurrection? It would be up to the chairman to determine that. He obviously does not think that he supported an insurrection, even though he did vote at one point to overcome the election results as they had been reported in by the states. This whole thing is just pathetic, and it is part of what is wrong with the idea that on the one side, the Republicans believe the Democrats are people who are involved in election fraud, who steal elections, and that then on the other side, the Democrats believe that the Republicans are people who are trying to undermine the government and establish an authoritarian, non-democratic system. Of course, they can't even agree on saying the pledge. By the way, they're not alone in this. The North Dakota House, House of Representatives, last Tuesday, yesterday, they passed legislation that would require schools and governing bodies to give students and board members a chance to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. House Bill 1120, sponsored by Representative Pat Hynert of Bismarck, would mandate school districts to allow the voluntary recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance by students at the start of every school day. The proposal also requires public panels, including school boards, to allow members to say the pledge before meetings. Are there really situations where people are yearning to say the pledge, but they're not allowed to? Well, the bill comes after the Fargo School Board voted in August to stop saying the Pledge of Allegiance, a move that sparked outcry from politicians and pundits. School board members received threatening messages before reinstating the recitation of the pledge about a week after the initial decision. Hynert, this is the North Dakota member of the House, who collaborated with Governor Burgum's office on the bill, previously said the Fargo controversy didn't influence his decision to introduce the legislation. Oh, sure. Representatives on Tuesday also advanced House Bill 1172, which bars the governor from altering the words of the Pledge of Allegiance. What does that have to do with? I can only imagine. I don't really know. But what I would imagine is what they are talking about here is the under God that was added back in the 1950s. And the one thing that most people don't even know about that under God, they know it happened during the Eisenhower administration. That's true. But the reason they inserted those words is because it's from the Gettysburg Address. that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. That's part of what Lincoln said, and no one really thought to object until actually very recently. Meanwhile, there are 24 Senate Republicans who just signed a letter demanding spending cuts as a condition for raising the debt ceiling and avoiding a default. And there's a powerful column about this, and it's a column by Mark Thiessen, who says, most Americans think the economy is in bad shape. That's true. And 6 in 10 blame President Biden. Things could soon get even worse. Economists believe there's a 70% likelihood of a recession this year, more than double the share from 6 months earlier. Given all this, House Republicans should ask themselves, why on earth would they do anything that could hurt the economy and give Biden the pretext to shift blame for his economic fiascos to them? But that's exactly what will happen if Republicans force a debt limit fight with the president. If the United States reaches the brink of insolvency, myriad problems could follow. The stock market could plummet, interest rates could skyrocket, our national credit rating could be downgraded, millions of jobs could be lost, and inflation could climb even further. And Republicans would assume ownership of the economic debacle instead of the Putin price hike, as Biden has tried to explain gasoline in crisis. Biden would be touting the MAGA price hike, wrapping the poor economy around the House Republicans next. Why would the GOP hand Biden that kind of opening? And then he talks about what happened with basically when they came close to government shutdowns, and even in 1995 they experienced one. And then in 2011, another one. In both those cases, Republicans who were fighting over the debt ceiling ended up having terrible political consequences. See a pattern? If Republicans want to all but guarantee a second Biden term, writes Mark Thiessen, picking a debt ceiling fight is a great way to do it. Such a fight does not make sense politically in other ways. It would unite Democrats while dividing Republicans. And yet you have the 24 senators signing this letter. What does it mean? Where do we go from here? That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Bingo!
Don't bingo me.
The Michael Medved Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Tyree Nichols being laid to rest in Memphis, Tennessee. A photo montage of the 29-year-old, the first thing shown at his funeral. Nichols died 3 days after a confrontation with police during a traffic stop, which left him severely injured. No classified documents were found in President Biden's home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. White House counsel Ian Sam says the president has been nothing but cooperative on the classified documents issue.
I think we've been pretty transparent from the very beginning with providing information as it occurs throughout this process.
The FBI search, part of the ongoing investigation into the discovery of classified documents in a Biden-Washington think tank office and in his Wilmington residence. More flight delays for two Texas-based airlines. American says a quarter of its flights have been canceled so far today. Southwest announcing one-fifth of its daily flights have been scrapped. Icy weather in Texas is to blame. John Schaefer, USA News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Of debate.
We're not supposed to all agree. You just need to settle down a little bit and quit creating all that hate among the people.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's not only debating over who's an insurrectionist and who's going to lead the Pledge of Allegiance, which took an hour of time for the Judiciary Committee. I do think that there is a very, very common public reaction to that, which would you do the damn job? I mean, really? Matt Gaetz, David Ciccolini, do the job. And the job really does not deeply involve who it is who is going to lead the Pledge of Allegiance. I think saying the Pledge of Allegiance is a good thing. I think we have too few sort nationalistic rituals saved in this country. And saying the Pledge of Allegiance is one of them. And the idea that there would be such a divisive notion of trying to determine who is disqualified as an insurrectionist. And in fact, the point about this whole debate and what's so stupid about it, I was thinking about it during the break, actually, because there's a clause in the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which was passed way back in 1868. And in the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, it says that if somebody engaged in an insurrection, you're not eligible to serve. And basically, that was the way they've actually done lawsuits. They tried to get Madison Cawthorn, if you remember him, disqualified because he'd been a big supporter of the demonstrations that grew into riots on January 6th. And the point about this would be that if the chairman of the Judiciary Committee determines that Congressman X can't lead the Pledge of Allegiance because he was involved in an insurrection, then he also wouldn't be eligible to be in Congress. And it would become a legal matter. And it's a waste of time. What is not a waste of time is the big news in National Journal today is actually borrowed from the Charleston Post and Courier, which is the leading newspaper down in Charleston, South Carolina, is that former U.N. ambassador, former governor of South Carolina, is running for president, Nikki Haley. She will kick off her campaign on February 15th, so we're talking about 2 weeks from now, and day after Valentine's Day for America's would-be sweetheart. And she's going to be kicking off the campaign at the shed of the Charleston Visitor Center, a downtown gathering spot that could draw hundreds of supporters into the heart of the city's tourism district. The confirmation she is entering the race came yesterday from a member of Haley's inner circle. Haley has teased at running for the White House for months, increasing her footprint on social media and in national interviews that she was leaning toward an official bid. Haley becomes the second Republican after former President Trump to officially declare a White House bid. Even though she hasn't actually made the declaration, it will probably get some pretty good coverage because given her background as a very successful two-term governor and as a successful and well-respected ambassador to the UN, she's instantly a serious candidate. Haley says that she has a PAC, which is called Stand for America. It raised $471,000 from November 29th to December 31st and then spent $840,000. The PAC had $2 million on hand at the end of this period. Okay, so Nikki Haley running for president. There's also President Trump actually entering the foreign policy arena in perhaps an unexpected way. This is a new video that the president, former president, and he wants to be our future president as well, that President Trump posted on his internet site about the war in Ukraine. Here is what the former commander-in-chief had to say. Clip 8.
The situation in Ukraine is very dangerous, explosive, and escalating by the day. Joe Biden's weakness and incompetence has brought us to the brink of nuclear war, and now Biden is doing what he said 10 months ago would lead to World War III. He is sending in American tanks. It's far past the time for all parties involved to pursue a peaceful end to the war in Ukraine before this already horrific catastrophe spirals out of control and ends up leading, indeed, to World War III. And this would be a war like no other war, because this would be a nuclear war. As I have said many times before, Russia's invasion of Ukraine would have never happened if I was in the White House. Not even thinkable, not even a possibility. We must end this ridiculous war and demand peace in Ukraine now before it gets worse. And believe it or not, it would be easy to do. It would be very easy to do.
Okay. Anybody out there think it would be very easy to do? And how do you do that without destroying Ukraine as an independent nation? How do you do it? And you should say, well, Americans shouldn't care about Ukraine as an independent nation. The idea that Vladimir Putin would stop at Ukraine, regardless of who is in the White House, it seems to me a very troublesome idea. This comes at the same time that J.D. Vance, the newly elected senator from Ohio, had a piece in the Wall Street Journal today where he praised President Trump and announced that he is supporting President Trump for nomination for a new term in office because President Trump didn't get us into any wars. And again, the idea that that and this goes to part of the argument about spending and the budget ceiling, the debt ceiling. And this is a point that Mark Thiessen makes, and he's somebody who worked as a principal speechwriter for President George W. Bush. He's been a very loyal Republican. He was a strong supporter of President Trump, both in 2016 and 2020. But as he points out, one of the reasons that the fight over the debt ceiling is actually divisive among Republicans is because there are a lot of people in the House and the Senate who are Republicans, loyal Republicans, strong supporters of a national defense. And because of the war in Ukraine, because of the possibility of military action being necessary in Taiwan, because of the threats facing the United States, this is not the time to cut defense spending. The increases in defense spending that Republicans fought for and were able to put through in the last Congress and in that final monstrous bill, yes, it would be terrific if we could get reduce some of the excess spending and wasteful spending that does exist in the federal budget, but that doesn't mean cutting defense spending at a dangerous moment like this. And to find Republicans in bitter disagreement about an issue like that, that doesn't help the party of Lincoln. There's more. Somebody else who has all but announced a candidacy for president, probably less formidable than Nikki Haley, will tell you who that Republican is. In fact, we'll play a clip from it. Coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
With all due respect, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there has been some coverage for a new national GOP poll that was published yesterday that shows that Ron DeSantis is beating ex-President Donald Trump by a substantial margin. But more significantly, that a dismayingly large percent of the Trump loyalists saying they would vote for him if he staged an independent spoiler run. This is a new poll from The Bulwark and North Star Opinion Research via Dynata shows an enormous lead for DeSantis, which makes it an outlier comparing recent polls that generally show Trump running ahead of DeSantis in competitive races, but ahead of DeSantis. And certainly, it shows that even in those few polls that showed DeSantis ahead, they haven't shown him ahead by so much. What's eye-opening in particular is the idea that for the people who say they would vote for Trump, a substantial percentage of them, over a third, say they would, if he were not the nominee, if it was DeSantis and Biden, that a very big chunk of the Trump vote would support an independent run by President Trump, which he's actually mused about and talked about. And that, of course, would, according to any logical thinking, completely destroy any chance of Republicans winning the election, even against a weakened and aging Joe Biden. There's just not enough Republican core support to guarantee that kind of huge majority that would you would need in order to win if you had President Trump running independently and running as a third party candidate against a DeSantis nomination. Meanwhile, there is this concerning Larry Hogan, the very popular two-term governor of Maryland. He, at the same time, same day that the world is talking about the confirmation that Nikki Haley is going to get into the race soon. She's going to, in fact, jump in about 2 weeks from today. It is February 15th is the date of her announcement, which is already scheduled. Here is Larry Hogan talking about his own potential run. And this is clip five.
There's talk that you will be among those candidates. Is that true?
Well, I'm certainly giving it very serious consideration. You know, we've been really successful 30 miles outside of Washington, where everything appears to be broken and nothing but divisiveness and dysfunction. I'm in one of the bluest states in the country with a 70% progressive legislature, and I got them to cut taxes 8 years in a row by $4.8 billion, and I had the biggest economic turnaround in America. So we're taking a close look at it.
And this is the way the NBC affiliate down in Charleston, South Carolina, reported on Nikki Haley and her plans. This is clip four.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is moving closer to making her presidential campaign official tomorrow. We're told supporters of Haley will get an email invitation to a February 15th launch event in Charleston, where she plans to announce her bid.
This is according to a person familiar with the plans. Haley was elected to two terms as governor before serving as the U.N. ambassador under the Trump administration.
This does indicate that we are going to be having, as I think people expected, a wide-open race, and a race where it is not an automatic victory for either DeSantis or for Trump. That is competitive, even though it seems very likely that they would be the two leading vote-getters in almost certainly the early primaries, wherever those primaries happen to be. Somebody else who is going to have a very tough time in the primaries and generally is George Santos. And George Santos sporting a brand new look with no glasses, no horn-rimmed glasses, and no sweater. Maybe he's trying a disguise. He appeared on One America's Network, OAN, and he seemed to acknowledge that some of what he had told people about himself, most of what he told people about himself when he was running for the House of Representatives, both times, because he ran in 2020 and lost, and then he won in 2022 in his Long Island, New York district. But here is what he said about his outrageous past lies, going on everything from his stardom in volleyball, where he claims he won a volleyball scholarship I think he claimed at New York University, but he may have claimed, which he never attended, it was at Baruch College, which he never attended. But from that and to the idea that his mother was actually a survivor from the Twin Towers on 9/11, when she wasn't even in the country at that time. Here is George Santos talking about the new leaf that he is turning over. Clip two.
I've made my sincere apology multiple times. I earlier said it, that I thoroughly apologize for lying about my education and embellishing the resume. I've made that very, very clear. I don't know what more can be said other than admitting. Is there anything more humbling and humiliating than admitting that on national television, Caitlin? And I've learned my lesson, and I can guarantee you that from now on, anything and everything is always going to be above board. It's largely always been above board. I'm just going to go the extra step now to double check, cross reference everything.
He's going to double check and cross reference everything. In other words, what he seems to be saying is that these weren't lies, fabrications. These were just little, I had forgotten of where I went to high school. Oh, I had forgotten about not actually winning a volleyball scholarship. This is truly bizarre. There was also on another network, CNN, there was an interview with his ex-boyfriend who was identified as Pedro, and he had some glowing reports about life with Curious George. Here is Pedro on CNN, clip 3A.
Does this George Santos, the one that we are now all seeing, sound like the man that you dated and lived with?
No, not at all. Completely different person.
How so?
It's just, at the beginning of the relationship, he was fine. He was so sweet, caring. He actually, he showed, that he actually cared and all. But later on, when I started finding out the lies, I thought that was it. That it was my phone that went that he stole, that he pawned it, that I believe. The jewelry as well from our friend that used to live with us. And so the tickets to Hawaii that he had purchased for us to go, where he was planning to be proposing for the third time as well. But the engagement never happened, nothing like that.
What? His engagement never happened after, I guess it's a different thing if they are married and somebody gets down on knees and says, "Oh, promise me," sings that song. And Pedro was left with a less than glowing opinion of his one-time boyfriend, clip B. Okay, well, we will, we don't have time for that because we actually have more important things to talk about. There's a profound piece and a bit of research from a senior fellow and director of poverty studies at the American Enterprise Institute who writes about the dual promise of the American dream and why it is so important to defend that promise. That promise has to do with the idea that life should be better for each generation, and everybody needs a chance to achieve their aspirations in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.